I don't know if he should be allowed back in. I mean, he's always getting into fights.
That's right, and he knows some dreadful language.
I know, but his family have appealed against the expulsion order, and so it's definite. He is coming back.
Oh, dear.
And here he is, Richard Clegg. Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what Prince Edward did for his uncle. But what a sight that was last weekend, eh? Thousands of people running through the streets. Yes, they were hospital patients who'd heard Diana was on a visit, you know. Oh, did you see Diana appearing on Sky TV watching that operation? It was all a mistake, you know. She thought they said it was cellulite TV. I think so. Oh, but did you hear that Princess Anne's son was voted Man of the Month by a gay magazine? Well, he's always been a favourite of the Queen's, you know. Apparently John Major is facing a conspiracy to get rid of him. Yes, it's called a general election, you know. And I read that Cedric Brown, the fattest cat of them all, won't be getting a whip round when he leaves British Gas. Just a card saying, we called round today to give you a present, but you were out. And I see in the papers that a top executive at Tate and Lyle led a double life dressed as a woman. Mind you, everyone says he was very refined. Sad news this week. Pamela Anderson is to leave Baywatch. And I, for one, will miss both of them, I tell you. Don't worry about it, honey. More sad news. OXO actress Linda Bellingham says that the breakup of her marriage has caused her great sadness. Brings a lump to your gravy, doesn't it, really? Also read in the papers that a special prayer book for gays has just been finished. Yeah. Mind you, they're all complaining about it. Not enough hymns. And among the more bizarre stories of the week, a man has a collection of 150 different airline sick bags. It is an unusual hobby, but that's the way he was brought up, you see. One in there somewhere, I swear it. How about that two-year-old boy who's been given a real Ferrari for his birthday? He really wanted a cowboy outfit, but his dad couldn't afford a British Rail franchise. You know? And a London hotel is to put condoms in the minibars of each room. Well, there's a whole new meaning to having a skinful, really, doesn't it? How do they get away with it? I don't know. And I read that an undertaker's assistant quit his job after his wife sent a full frontal nude picture of him to a magazine. It's the first time I've ever heard of anyone flashing his funeral tackle, really. Even stranger was the story about the fish and chip shop that employed a topless waitress. And it was closed down by health inspectors after customers complained that one of her boobs regularly fell into their chips. Yes, I'll take that one with a pinch of salt and all, I tell you. But the silliest story of the week must be about that woman who poured lavatory cleaner down the front of a traffic warden's trousers when he tried to give her a ticket. She was later charged with a breach of his peace.
Is that Windsor pizza round? Yes, it is one again. The usual, please. What type of crust? Upper, naturally. Yes, that's the one. Salty, thick, nothing on top. The Duke of Edinburgh special, thank you. There we are, Philip, that's dinner arranged.
Oh, confound it, Liz, not another blasted takeaway. I know we had one on your birthday, but every evening since...
Well, they are very convenient and such interesting people. In fact, one is thinking of promoting that officer.
Colonel Sanders, you mean? At least his fodder was better than last night's grouse vindaloo. God help us. It certainly put the bally wind into Windsor, I can promise you. Look, what's wrong with traditional grub?
No, we are not having kebabs again. You know what the doctor said they do to you.
Yeah, just as long as they don't make me so ill, Diana comes to see me. God. Now, that was a rum do.
Yes, her in the operating theatre.
Yeah, surprised that blighter of ours didn't try and turn it into a programme.
I'm Edward VIII, I am. Jacked it in for an American. Oh, I got married to the Wallace for sure. She'd been married once or twice before.
Yep.
Mumsy, Dad, divine to see you.
Yep. Get off, Edward. I told you, Edward, no tongues, if you please. Now. What's that you're blasted wearing?
Oh, a little period cosy so that I can do the PR schmooze for one's progette. It's about the King and Mrs. Simpson.
Well, wouldn't it be better if you dressed as a king? Oh, I don't know. What's the confounded program called?
Edward on Edward.
Oh, it's a clever trick if you can manage it, boy.
It sounds very interesting, dear, but it is, we hope, tasteful, unlikely to cause a stir.
Oh, natch, Mumsy. Would I have a hand in anything that could embarrass the family?
Well, there are rumours, but...
I edited out any film that was iffy. In fact, at the end, the boys at Ardent and I had quite a big role on the cutting room floor.
Yes.
But you'll never believe what I learned.
I'm blasted sure I won't. Oh, about the abdication. Oh, if only we knew what really happened. I wish I'd been a fly on the Wallace.
Oh, Wallace. Wallace, this is marvellous. I never knew it could be this good. I feel like a new man.
Say, Eddie, honey, these pogo sticks are all the rage back home. It ain't no big thing.
You promised you wouldn't mention that. Oh, Wallace, I'm so lucky. In this crazy, topsy-turvy old world of 1936, with Herr Hitler and Signor Mussolini...
Yeah, let's not talk about your friends. Let's talk about us. When am I gonna be queen? Ain't I lady enough?
Of course you are, my little snookum snuggle bunny. I've told my Prime Minister to arrange the wedding.
Mr. Stanley Baldwin has arrived.
Oh, good. Show him in, will you, Goebbels? Oh, Wallace, my Wallace.
Hello. Oh. What's all this? Do I suspect a spot of kingly canoodling in the crown room? And who's this Cashbird with designs on my baby boy?
Mr. Baldwin, Wallace Simpson and I are in love. Can't you see it? The glow, the warmth. This woman is lighting up my life.
No, that's just Crystal Palace burning down. Look, Your Majesty, me and the Archbishops met up for a few brown ales in the snug of the Crown and Correspondent last night, and we had a little chinwag about your bit of skirt. And the upshot is, you've got to break it off.
I'll be horn-swoggled.
Secret of comedy timing, there you go. Oh, it's just a figure of speech, love. It's like this, Majesty. Look, can you get off that pogo stick while I'm talking to you? You know how you're always worried about the job list?
Well, something must be done.
Leave it out, I'm a Tory. Anyway, the job list, this could be your big chance to join them. If you won't give up, Wallace.
Never. Without the help of the woman I love, I can't, well, you know, do it.
Very elegant. Even very eloquent. Very eloquent. Stop that elephant playing with the cowbell, will you? Very eloquent. We'll have the lads at Saatchi write that up for your broadcast. Right. Then that's it. If you'd just like to clear your desk and pick up your check and your P-45 and accounts,
what
you're
in tarnation's going on? Is that all there is to it? Listen, Bud, just what is it you tight-eyed slimies have got against me?
Wish you'd throw into the wind, I really do, Edward. I would have thought that was obvious, love. I mean, you want to be part of our royal family, yet you have affairs. The marriage vows mean nothing to you.
But surely, are you mean...
Precisely. This is only 1936. She's 60 years ahead of her time. What is it now, Norma?
It's throbbing again.
I beg your pardon?
That little vein on your neck that throbs up and down when you're cross.
And so I am, beloved. Those silly burghers in Europe have gone too far this time. I'll show them they can't push John Major around.
Oh, beloved, sometimes you remind me of Charles Bronson.
Oh, thank you, Norma.
And sometimes it's that other actor. Oh, what's his name?
Schwarzenegger? Bruce Willis?
Mr. Bean.
Oh. Be that as it may, it's time to get tough with Europe. That's why I sent Rifkin to Luxembourg.
Golly, I bet that had them quaking in their boots.
Hello? Is there anybody home?
That must be him now.
Don't keep me guessing now. If you're not there, give me a shout. There you are, you little teasers. You know, you'd be amazed how many times people pretend not to be there when they see me coming.
I don't think we would.
I mean, I like a game of hide-and-seek as much as the next man. Unless, of course, he doesn't like hide-and-seek, in which case I don't. But there you are.
Get on with it, haggis chops, will you, for goodness sake?
Oh, John, you're so masterful.
How did you find Luxembourg?
Well, I sort of turned left at Dover and there it was.
Come back, matey, all is forgiven. And did you pass on my message?
Oh, I did. I told them in no uncertain terms that we were sick to death of their antics, and if they didn't just stop it, the Prime Minister of Great Britain himself would come and sort them out in person.
Good. And what was their response?
Well, when they'd finished laughing, they started shouting things in a language I didn't understand.
Which language?
English.
You did tell them of all the measures we were taking to restore confidence in our beef.
Oh, yes. I told them we were slaughtering 20,000 cows. And they asked me if they were mad, and I said, well, they're not too pleased about it. You can be sure.
Yes.
John, you keep him talking. I'll fetch the doctor.
And I told them about my new slogan for getting people to buy our meat again.
New slogan? What's that?
British beef, you won't get better.
Yeah.
Well, I must be off. I'm attending a conference on what this government's doing for Scotland. If I'm 2 minutes late, I'll miss the whole thing.
John, do you think it's really wise to antagonise our European partners when we actually need them to help us?
Someone has to take a stand, Norma, and I am that man.
Oh, I've not seen you so upset since the BBC got rid of Jack and Ori.
Norma! Heseltine! I wish you'd use a door like everyone else. Great hairy thing.
Heseltine, he hear on Jungle Telegraph, big man major, him make war on Europe.
Oh, good, John. They're talking about your stand already.
Of course, I told them it was nonsense.
Eh?
Our PM's too canny to be caught in that trap, I said.
Yes, of course.
I told them that you had consulted me, and we had decided that the time had come...
to hit them really hard where it hurts.
To rapidly reconcile and restitute relations rather than retaliate. And to restore reinstatement of regular relationships with the relevant right-thinking regulatory bodies.
That's easy for you to say.
I trust we're agreed on this.
Well, I'm not sure.
John, you're dithering again. Honestly, Mr. Heseltine, sometimes I just want to grab him by the shoulders and smack his little bottom.
Your private life is your own affair.
I'll show you how decisive I am. I'll show you there's only one man who can solve this party split over Europe. One man who'll stand firm and lead this country into a new relationship with Brussels.
That's more like it, dearest.
Yes, there's just one thing I need to know.
What's that, PM?
Have you got James Goldsmith's number at all?
And I read this week that cars will soon come equipped with a special device that tells you in a shrill voice when you're driving too fast. I've already got one. It's called the wife, you know. But will these talking cars really catch on? Keen to keep up to date with the latest developments, Hudlines went to investigate.
Excuse me, I'd like to buy a car.
Then you've come to the right place, madam. Big Vern's Vocal Vehicles. We've got dozens of motors in stock and all of them can talk.
I long for the days when cars were less complicated. Still, I suppose you can't turn back the clock.
Well, you can if you're a used car salesman, madam, believe me.
What is this one called?
Guten Tag. I am the Audi Führer.
It seems very sturdy. The suspension's a bit dodgy, though.
Yes, that's why it's called the Führer, madam, you see. It's only got the one ball bearing, you know. One for the old soldiers there, madam, you know.
Is it all right for taking abroad?
Well, I wouldn't recommend driving it in Europe. You'll find it keeps on trying to get into Poland, you know.
Once you have purchased me, we will talk often of many things.
Now, what if I don't feel like talking?
We have ways of making you talk.
I'm sorry. It's far too aggressive. I don't care for the shape or colour either. Have you anything that's small and red?
Well, not since I started using this ointment, no. The old blue ancient works wonders, you know.
Now, what about this one?
Oh, bonjour, mademoiselle.
Ah, the Renault Chevalier. That's a very wise choice.
Why do you look so sad? A woman like you was made for loving. Why not run your fingers along my undercarriage whilst I tell you about my big end, huh?
Is it trying to seduce me?
It's built like that, madam, you know. It's the only car in the world that services its owner.
I'm very sorry, my husband wouldn't approve.
Fair enough. These highly sexed cars can be the devil to drive anyway, you know. They will keep mounting the pavement. It's frightening, you know.
Any British cars in stock?
Certainly, madam. Now about the Vauxhall Major. A bit grey and uninteresting, but brilliant at U-turns.
No, I don't think so.
Perhaps you'd prefer the Blair Reliant.
Where's the tax disc?
It refuses to tell me. Make them have it, madam. That's what I say.
Oh, look, I quite like this one.
Ah, the Barrymore 2000, yes. Very sleek, but difficult to drive. You'll have a terrible job getting you to go straight, you know. But there you go.
Now I've seen it. Oh, this is just what I'm looking for.
Oh, thank you, madam.
The Rover Sindon. Yes, sir. An excellent choice. I'll start it up. We'll go for a spin, eh?
Oh, goodness me, your hands are cold.
You can't go far wrong with this model, you know. Its manners are impeccable. It never fails to say excuse me when it's just backfired, you know. Wonderful.
Watch out for that wall!
Oh, madam, are you all right?
Yes, I think so, but what about the car?
Oh, I'm afraid you've squashed both its airbags.
Is that serious?
Not really, but there is just one problem.
What's that?
From now on, I'll be talking like this!
Well, of course, we had a birthday girl this week, didn't we, eh? 70 and still going strong. The question is, will Her Majesty beat Queen Victoria's record of 63 years on the throne? The Hudlines nipped into the throne room and asked her.
Winters we've seen, we're still queen. We've licked all comers, oh what a battle it's been, but we're queen. Our independence sadly ebbs, all our descendants, merry plebs, must be a recessive gene, but we're queen. And glorious, we're going to go on and on being queen. Poor old Victoria's record is as good as gone. We are still queen. We're not complaining, no siree. It may be raining, so are we. We've got a stretch limousine. Queen. Call us queen. We
Scalpel, forceps, protractor, and scissors. If you would do the honor, Your Royal Highness.
Thank you. It is with great pleasure that I declare this stomach open.
If the heart of a boy needs some surgery, it's a great photograph opportunity. If a princess can drag in a camera, she can get lots of publicity. Watch as she studies the surgeon's arts. Gaze as she gawks at those small spare parts. She's on page one of the Mail and the Sun. So we all know Diana's the queen of Did you read about that bloke who's been warned that playing chess by post could be dangerous to his health? Apparently the excitement of moving one piece on the board every 3 days is causing an enormous strain. Chess by post, eh? What about other games using the latest in modern technology? Come in!
Ah, hello, Pontius.
Oh, it's you. Hello, Jehoshaphat.
Hello.
Close the door, then, can't you see I'm half starkers here?
With a deck of cards in your hand?
Yes.
You're not playing strip patience in front of the mirror again, are you, you dirty devil?
No, I am not. I am playing strip poker, if you must know.
Strip poker? Who with? There's nobody else here.
I'm doing it by fax.
You're what?
With Delilah Prodworthy at number 27.
I don't understand, Pontius.
It was pinned up on the notice board at the day centre.
Oh.
Between the abseiling course and the indoor hang gliding lessons. Strip poker by fax.
Oh.
It's all the rage, you know.
Pull the other one.
Not right now, I haven't got all my kit off yet.
Here, how does it work, then?
I'll tell you, Jehoshaphat. Just the same as ordinary poker.
Yes.
But instead of playing for money,
yes,
we get Polaroids.
Well, I'm not surprised, sitting on that cold stool.
I'll smack him in the mouth in a minute, I swear. Each time an item of apparel is removed,
yes,
we take a Polaroid of ourselves and fax it to each other.
Oh.
Depending on who wins the hand.
Oh, I see.
Hold up. Delilah's faxing me right now.
Oh.
I won the last hand and she was down to her Liberty bodice and roll-ons. So this next one should be a belter.
Oh, let's have a look at it. Oh, strap up. You don't get many of them to a pound, do you? Look at that.
Not a pretty sight, is it? I've seen grapefruit in a string bag look more attractive than that. Reminds me, I must get a pair of hush puppies. There's no doubt. Oh, hello? Pontius Worm Trousers here?
Hello?
Is that you, Delilah?
Is Delilah here? Is that you, Pontius?
Yes, it is me.
What's your call?
I've just put a pair on the table.
Well, take a Polaroid of them.
No. A pair of cards, you daft bat.
Oh. Well, so what are you down to now?
Cloth cap, long johns and appliance. So what's your next move?
I'll raise you.
Not with that vest on, you won't. I think. A bag of sprouts. Here. A bag of sprouts without the sprouts.
Here, Pontius.
What?
Call her bluff. Go on.
Who's playing this game, you or me?
There! Have you got somebody there?
Only Jehoshaphat Grolix. You know him, my next-door neighbour. Used to be Jess Yates' stunt double on Stars on Sunday.
Oh, him, senile old Pontius.
Oi! I heard that.
He heard that.
Here, you haven't been showing him my Polaroid pictures, have you? Only I don't want to end up on the Reader's Wives page in yours magazine.
You should be so lucky. Just get on with the game, will you?
No, I can't. I'm going to have to finish it, I'm afraid.
Why?
Well, I'm going to be arrested by the police for indecent exposure.
Well, they can't do that. You're in the privacy of your own home.
Yes, that's just it. I'm not. I've been using the fax in my local library.
Well, thank you for a lovely evening.
The pleasure's been all mine. But you know, the night's still young. How about coming back to my place for a coffee?
Oh, I don't know if I should.
Oh, go on. If you're very good, I'll show you my collection.
I beg your pardon?
My collection. You see, I have a most unusual hobby. I collect airline sick bags, you know.
I see. So, in other words, you just want me to...
That's right. Come up and see my retchings. And this week, the battle over Europe's beef ban got even dafter when John Major accused Helmut Kohl and his team of behaving like animals. Well, we thought perhaps he ought to look at his own team a little more closely. All last week... The animals prowled the zoo. The hog and the hairy grey heseltine, the speckled Rifkin too. One fine day, the jabbering Helmut growled, then swiped their food, which seemed so rude. All the other creatures howled. Oh! Dougie the hog and the Rifkin bird attacked the jabbering Helmut. Both quite rattled and looking absurd, came on strong. Even the Heseltine gave a snort and charged the jabbering Helmut. Fur was flying as animals fought all day long. This is a fable, of course, not fact. MPs aren't animals, really. Still, it's based on the way they all act. What's gone wrong?
And finally, Stock Press.
Female hedgehog has gone bald after losing her spikes.
She should be popular during the mating season.
It has been revealed that Camilla Parker Bowles visited Prince Charles on his honeymoon.
Well, she wanted to see him when he wasn't busy.
According to historians, Robin Hood was a Yorkshireman.
Do me a favour. Can you see any Yorkshireman robbing from the rich and then giving it away, eh?
The BBC has poached Kermit the Frog.
And very tasty he was.
A conductor whose arm froze after he slipped a disc had to conduct the orchestra by wiggling his eyebrows.
Well, I mean, let's be grateful it wasn't an organ recital, eh?
Buskers failed in their bid to win the legal right to perform on the London Underground.
There goes Cannon and Ball summer season. There we are.
And Cannon and Ball hit the headlines this week after defrauding the Inland Revenue of £300,000.
Some people said it was Cannon's fault, but he said it was Ball's.
And that's the end of the Stock Press.
I'll be back next week unless Princess Di wants me in the surgery. Ta-da for now!
Those were the news headlines starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield with Peter Marston, the headliners. The announcer was Richard Clay. Sketches were by Mike Coleman, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Sturman, Ben Warden, Dave Lamb and Mark Brissenden, Stephen Sheridan, Simon Littlefin and Alex Stepaniuk, Stuart Curry, Doug Ashington, David Spicer, Nick Thomas and Glenn Mitchell, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by J.A. Cinder, Victoria Hinks and Martin Sleet, Les Rowley, Ben Alder, John Holland, Gary Beard, Simon Marsh, Pete Turner and Phil Wasley, Les Fletcher and Andy Brown, Brian Sykes, Jeff Leake, John Finch, Brian Taylor, Paul Matthews, Les Brown, Tim Love, Ron Pritchard, Jim Bond and Roger Minty, Richard Mumford and Dave Dixon.
All of whom refuse to return the ball of our producer.